Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Scott Spears along with you Wednesday, April the 15th, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. This would have been tax day. Now, today's the first day we're using that new intro. And to be honest with you, I don't know about it yet. Do you like the new intro with Ted Williams? I know for a long time now, people have made fun of the theme song. Well, some people like the theme song, some people don't like it. I don't know. What do you think? Do you like the new intro that we've been using here on WWGH Radio? Let me know. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I've got a concern with the government right now, and like everybody. But these small businesses are applying for something called PPP loans, which are kind of a grant to keep people working or to cover layoffs or to supplement their payroll. My son called me and works for a small business with under 50 people, but it's kind of a dangerous job. It's up in Finley. And he announced that his employer was bragging that he was getting this PPP loan, but he's not laying anybody off, and they're continuing to work in a kind of a dangerous close quarters. And it just seems to me, who is in charge of those loans, and what is the accountability on them? You know, it seems like a really rich man is going to abuse the system and get free payroll and not close down things, and it really bothers me.
Well, it's interesting because we have not had a pandemic in 102 years, and this came up on us so fast that I think the government is trying to do their best with the best intentions to make sure that small businesses do not go under, because I can't think of any event nationwide or statewide that closed down small businesses like this. And I think we're also trying to feel our way through things we cannot close, and how do we keep people safe in places that we cannot close. When it comes to businesses, there are businesses, multi-million dollar businesses, that can apply for a lot of these loans, but I think one of the reasons those businesses are getting those loans is because the government is afraid that they will shut down, or they will face bankruptcy. And if they do, If you're a multi-million dollar company, you probably employ a lot of people. And if you go under, your people go under. And all those people end up on unemployment. The small business usually doesn't run that way. The small business usually runs on four or five people. But the government certainly is making preparations for the small businesses right now as well.
Okay. I do understand that. It just seems like, who is giving these loans and who's accountable that they follow the term of them? You know, what I see is the man's going to get the loan, which will eventually be a grant, which he won't have to repay, for his entire payroll, and be making money on the people that are working for him, and yet not keeping them safe.
Well, and that's an interesting aspect of this, too. Well, a lot of these are federally, they're from the stimulus package. So the money's coming from the federal government. And a lot of these things will be forgiven, as you said, more of a grant than a loan, by keeping people on the payroll. That's the deal that has been made with most small businesses. We'll give you this, and we'll forgive this in the end, but you have to keep your people on the payroll. Now, when it comes to safety, that's a different thing. It's a tough thing, to be honest with you, because we don't want anybody to get sick. We don't want anybody to be in trouble, but we also can't close the grocery stores. We can't close certain business, like the mail. We don't want the mail to stop running. and people to say they did not get something. We don't want restaurants to totally close because some people don't know how to cook, as crazy as that sounds. So there are, and how do we keep them safe? I think now, if somebody complained to the local health department, the health commissioner here in town is Tracy Kinsler, and the office is open for phone calls, that's for sure. If somebody complained to the health department that you were not allowed to wear a mask, or you were not allowed to wear gloves, or that your employer was trying to prohibit you from taking proactive measures, or making you come in even when you felt sick, I think the health department would be all over them.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. I hope that was a help. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let me see here. I'm getting a message. Maybe I misread the whole thing, and I can help answer this a little better by reading the message. Saying they're still working and open, even though they aren't supposed to be, and he's getting a loan for businesses that should be closed, even though he's running. Yeah, I understand that. I think, well, and it comes back to the health department again. As the governor has said here in Ohio, there is a plan laid out, and maybe we'll take this call and we'll get back into this, because that's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning to you, Scott. How you doing this morning?
You know, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just terrific. Sit here and listen. These people try to fix things and don't know how to start doing it or whatever. Now, Scott, I'm very peculiar about the people wanting to go back to work, which I can understand that.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna get in communication with people, you're gonna have to protect yourself and the other people too. If we don't, we ain't going to get rid of this virus, or we're going to keep spreading it. And going to the grocery store, now listen, I go, but I get in my car, I wipe the sucker down, put my rubber gloves on, wipe them down, put my mask on, you know, blah, 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 clean it up. Go to the drive-thru or wherever I go, if I go to the store, which I don't go very much at all. I get our niece, she'll go get it for us. But if I gotta go to the store, I'm harnessed up like a prisoner, let's put it that way, outlaw. And I go in the store and look at all these people. That's in there, ain't got nothing on.
That's true.
And they wanna go back to work. They wanna get rid of it. How are they going to get rid of it if they keep spreading it like this?
Well, it's interesting, sir, because the last caller called in, and maybe I missed the point of that question a little bit, is why are businesses open that should not be open during this? And I want to start there before we get to your question. And I think the point is there are guidelines, and the governor has said that if you call the local health departments have total authority here. If you would call the local health department here in town, Tracy Kinsler's the commissioner, and said this business is opened and they don't fall under essential services, they will go out and they will investigate it, and the health department would have the ability locally here to shut them down on the spot. So if you do believe that your son is working at a business that should not be open, just call the health department. You can do that anonymously and give them a tip, and they will go out, and if that is true, that business does not fall under the guidelines, they will shut them down. I know they're still doing health inspections at restaurants, so I know they're still going around. Now, to what you said, sir, I think what's interesting is you're right. We are in a hurry to get back to work, but I think, you know, it's human nature for people to get stir crazy. I don't think the motivation is to make people sick. I don't think we want to make people sick, and I think we want to get through this. But we are such an overbooked society. I mean, it's terrible. We've got practices, we've got obligations, we've got shows to go to, we've got theatrical events, the movies. This is our life. If you drive down Route 95 here in Marion, Ohio, on a Friday night, it's bumper to bumper. Every restaurant's busy. And I think after 3 or 4 weeks of this, people are starting to miss it, and they're saying, let's get this back open. It doesn't seem as bad as we thought it was going to be.
Now the Dollar Tree, or Dollar General Store, and the Dollar Store, see, I go to them, but the only way I go is have to. I got something I have to have. I just don't go to get something I don't need or blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it's amazing, Scott. I don't know if you're out or not. I'm out, when I'm out, this catches my eye. It's unbelievable that the people will go in and out with nothing on. I can't believe this. And we're trying to get rid of it. If we go back to work, it's all right to go back to work. If they would take precaution about taking it in, bringing it out, or whatever. But are they won't do it. Now what makes you think they'll do it if they go back to work?
Well, to be honest with you, it is very strange how people are acting to this. Now, to be honest with you, I do not have a problem with people getting together in groups in their home, as long as they stay under 10. No mass gatherings. I don't think you should have a big gathering of people. But, we've continued to operate here at the radio station. We've had guests in. We're not open to the public right now for people to come in and pick up prizes because we don't know about the public. But we know about the people who work here. So we've done that, and nobody has gotten sick. And everything, I think, is good to that degree. And if you want to wear a mask when you come in here, some people do. If you want to wear gloves, that's fine. If you want to Lysol down, Glenn sprays me with Lysol every time he comes in, whether I can breathe or not. So it's different than what it has been. But I don't know why people... We all feel invincible, I think is what it comes down to. There are certain people who feel invincible, and it isn't going to get them, and it isn't going to happen, and they don't think a whole lot about it.
Well, all they have to do is just, like the governor comes on Spectrum 1 every day at 2 o'clock. Get all these people, if they don't think it's real... Watch him and see how many people has been affected, blah, 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 and see how many deaths we have. It can't happen to me, but it's happening every day to somebody. But this I don't understand why people can't take it seriously. But apparently they're not. Are you still hearing me?
I do, and it,
But you see what I'm talking about? If they don't respect themselves out here in the public, how are they going to respect themselves if they go back in to work somewhere? Especially the small business, restaurants or whatever, small business. Now, in a factory like the car plants or so on and so forth, they're really strict about you. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. They're really strict about you're not going to get in unless you got a Bob number or whatever. You can't go up to the door and open the door and you're going to go in. It don't work that way. I would say if they are going back to work, they're taking extreme cautions to check you before you go in. I would hope that's what they're doing or going to do. Now, that could go back to work. Check these people's temperature and the virus control, all that stuff. And let them people go in and work. And if it's not in there, you're not going to get it in there if it's not in there, just like a prison. How did it get in a prison, Scott? How did it get in a prison? Somebody had to take it in there.
Well, that is...
You know what I'm saying?
It is true, and I... it's hard to say because we don't know where it came from, and we don't want to, I guess, label who it might have been, but clearly somebody got it at the prison, and clearly because being in close quarters with prisoners, it has spread. And you know what? I understand it's hard to have sympathy for prisoners. I understand that. But you know what? There are family members in prison of people. There are people in prison who are not in there for life sentences, and that's scary right now for them. I mean, if you're in prison and there are over 40 people in that building who have tested positive for it, that's scary. But yesterday, Tracy Kinsler, the health commissioner, did tell us that everybody has been tested now in the prison, if they work there or if they are a prisoner. So we know that they're going to know if they have it or not and can be treated accordingly. So, yeah, that's the worry right now, is that if you open everything back up, because this is so highly contagious, and one person in your group has it, it could infect the others. That's what I was worried about with Easter, to be honest with you. I saw people buying all these big hams. I know people had family get-togethers. And if one person in that family had it, but maybe had very mild symptoms, but passed it along to maybe grandma or grandpa, who is not going to deal with it very well, was it worth getting together for Easter? I don't know. It's a very, but I don't think anybody's doing it on purpose. I think we as humans feel invincible, and I think the younger we are, the more invincible we feel, and we're hard-headed in a certain way. And I think we think that, you know, we don't think that we're going to hurt other people. We think our way's right. And I think that's what's happening. And I also think we're in a weird time of year. If this had happened in the dead of winter, when it's dark all the time, I think it would be different. It's daylight till 8 o'clock now. People don't want to be in the house all day. We've been in the house since last October because of the weather. And I think there's just a lot of things going on right now that are causing people to be a little more reckless than maybe they normally would be.
Yeah, well, now you see, hopefully we're going to have spring or sometime. We're going to have some nice weather. Now, people are really going to get out and get on the rampage then. Now, I'm scared, and it's just going to go something serious through the hospital. I feel for the hospital workers, the ones out front, in there taking, I got a feel for them, what kind of chances they're taking to take care of these people. And if you got it very bad, they can't hardly do nothing for you but just pump people with air and tell you, you know, blah, blah, blah. They are going through all of these affected people, and then these people out here are spreading. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do, and at this point, here's what I hope people do, and this is what I hope people really think about. Think about those people who work in hospitals. Think about those, and I'm not talking about just the people doing surgeries and nurses. I'm talking about people who are, you know, the people, the receptionist you check in with when you make an appointment. I'm talking about the janitors who work in the hospitals who have to be in there to make sure everything is clean. I'm talking about anybody who works in that hospital system right now. Has to be applauded because they are still showing up for work. And as silly as it sounds, these people who are working at McDonald's right now, they can't close, and they are working these windows, and they are coming into contact with people. And the grocery stores, you cannot close the grocery stores. People have to get food. And I'll tell you, a great number of people who work in grocery stores in the lower level jobs are high school kids, and they're still showing up for work. And they're putting themselves in somewhat harm's way. Now, I will say this, though. I do know that all of these places are taking precautions. They're making sure that hand sanitizer is available to their employees. They're making sure masks are available. They're telling customers to stay 6 feet apart from them. They're putting up plexiglass windows. They're trying because they know they have to stay open.
Scott. I know it. We talk about it all day, and we still wouldn't solve the problem. But I hope the people out there are listening to me. I would talk to their face the same way I would talk to you. be respectful for the other person. Be respectable to your neighbors. We're all in this together. Be respectable to other people and be respectful to yourself first. And be respectable to other people. And see if we can't stop this dadgum virus or slow it down so people can go back to work. If we don't, if we keep on doing like we've been doing, it's going to take forever to stop it.
Well, that's...
Call me?
Well, I do. I do. And I think here's how we're going to do it. This is how I think we're going to do it, because we've got to find a happy medium. Number one is something Gary Burbank talked about this morning, and I believe in this wholeheartedly. We've got to laugh. We've got to laugh at the situation we're in. Now, I'm not saying make fun of it, but we've got to say, okay, you know what? We have to wear a mask. We have to wear gloves. We have to stay 6 feet apart from people. Let's laugh at that, but let's do it, because I'm not a doctor, and we've got to take the medical people's advice here. But let's laugh at ourselves. Let's stay calm. Let's not let the anxiety get up, and let's just try to keep our sense of humor in this particular situation. And I think the other thing that we need to do is exactly what you're saying. We do have to be respectful of other people. I don't want to pass any disease on to any person whose immune system might be susceptible. But I think that the best way to do that is to be around. The problem right now is the lack of human contact. If people had human contact, they wouldn't be going to these places infecting people or dying to get back to work. So what you've got to do, call people on the telephone more. I know we're a texting and internet society now. Call them on the telephone. Talk to them. Stay on the phone for longer than you normally would. That's human contact. Find somebody who doesn't have the disease. Don't go out in public, but maybe go to somebody else's house. Have a good time. Laugh. Be in a small group. You know, and I think people will be less likely to go to these major gatherings, are less likely to want to get back to work so quick until the virus is dead, if they're able to have some kind of human contact, don't you think?
You're right there. There's nothing wrong with human contact. If the other people want you. But God, it's so hard to have human contact now because everybody's scared of it, but what is so wrong about you go to get human contact? You know, you don't have to hug, kiss, and bob on them and suck their nose, blip, whatever. You don't have to do that. But what's so wrong about a dadgum mask on your face and a pair of rubber gloves? What's so wrong about that?
I think, it's interesting. I will say, and I'm not a doctor, heaven forbid, don't take medical advice from me, but somebody told me the other day in the medical profession that the gloves don't do anything because the virus can't enter your hands. Now, I'm not a doctor. Don't take that as medical. Talk to somebody in the medical field. But the masks, I guess, can prevent. There's been so much controversy on the masks. In the beginning, they said the masks won't help you, and then they said they will help you, and then now they're saying, well, it'll help you from spreading it if you have it, but it won't stop you getting it because it can enter through your eyes and nose. You know, I don't know. It's very difficult right now to figure that out, and I think people have been so misled on how to not get this, aside from just staying home. It's tough.
Hey, Scott, I'm not saying that you're going to catch it through your hands, but if your hands comes in contact with it, the virus on something, whatever it may be, how many times do you mess around with your nose, mouth, and eyes with your hands?
Oh, right.
Follow me?
Right. How many times do we just do it without even thinking about it?
Right. It's so easy for you to have gloves on, and when you do come back in your home or whatever, how easy is it to pull them gloves off? You can sanitize your gloves when you get whenever you're through. You you pull them off, and they turn wrong side outers. When you pull them off, you know what I'm saying? Well, you're there, your hands are clean then. Because you had them in these gloves.
You know, I'll tell you something interesting, because somebody did give me a couple pair of gloves, and I thought, well, I'll try this. Because I don't want to be, I don't want to get it, and I don't want to give it to anybody. So I put on the gloves, and I'll tell you what happened. Here's what I noticed. I noticed how dirty things are that I touch, because the gloves started to change colors after a while. And then one of the fingers blew out of the glove. And
yeah.
I thought, well, then I'm in trouble anyway.
Well... Your shoes wears out. Your clothes wears out. So will your gloves. But, Scott, I am trying to get across to people and how easy they can spread this or catch this. It's out there. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. It's out there, though. People are getting affected every day.
Well, that's true, and I think we've got to take our time with this, and I hope we do, and I hope we reacclimate as slowly as possible so we don't cause another outbreak. But I kind of wish that people were a little more...
Cautious.
Yeah, that's the right word. But, you know, there are still people out there who believe this is a conspiracy theory. Now, that I don't understand at all.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
I think you got it. I think their glove has maybe blown a finger out somewhere along the line.
Well, I hope everybody gets back to work, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen overnight. Plain and simple as that.
No, and we've got to put people in the right situation. And, you know, I understand that for a lot of people, the stimulus money is not a lot of money, but people are going to get it. I don't think people are going to go hungry. And as long as people aren't going hungry and they
people,
have a roof over them.
We've had it too easy, too long. And the majority of people can't give up their lifestyle and whatever. Just bingo. That's about what happened. You know what I'm saying? Just bingo. He's gone. It's not going to get back out of bingo until we slow this down. We got to slow this down more than this now, or we ain't going to get back to work. Plain and simple as that. I don't think anybody's going to let us go back to work. And so unless we slow the virus down, it keeps the building. It is on the way down. But how long will it stay when there's pretty weather? We got to slow it down, or we ain't going to get back to work. It ain't gonna ever. Scotty, we ain't going to get rid of it unless do something seriously about it.
Well, I'll tell you, and here's the thing, and I'll be honest. See, I'll confess something here that I don't think I've confessed on the air since this whole thing started. Now, I was telling you about the gloves. Now, somebody gave me a mask.
Yeah.
Now, it's a camouflage mask. And to be honest with you, I haven't worn it because I'm afraid people won't see me coming if I wear it.
Well, you got to watch about the kind of mask you're wearing in places because they think you're going to rob it.
Well, I figure if I come in wearing a camouflage mask somewhere, I don't know, people might be ready to, I don't know if I could slip in under the radar or not. I don't know.
you might as well laugh as cry. You're better off to laugh than your cry. But if people really stop and think what kind of a crisis we've got going on through the whole world.
Oh, we do.
We ought to be able to try to take heed to our professional doctors. They're the ones that knows really, truly knows about our crisis because they handle them every day and watch them die every day, every day. Now, these people out of here that you're running around don't say, well, it can't happen to me. They ought to be in a doctor's shape for just a little while. Can you imagine this doctor and these nurses are going through this every day, every day, every day?
Oh, it's got to be taxing.
That's got to be terrifying. But somebody's got to do it. these people are doing it, and then they get, and they just more come in, more come in. How do they do it? How do they do it? You know what I'm saying? And people are not carrying out what they should be doing. It may be slow it down, but yet these doctors are still got to keep on going, trying to save lives. Which they ain't got nothing to hardly, they ain't got nothing to cure it with. If you get it very bad, it's adios. It's plain and simple as that.
Well, that's true, and I think that the doctors have to be given a huge pat on the back, and when this is all over, we really have to recognize them in some way for what they did during this particular pandemic. And it's interesting because I'm learning what people are doing at home during the quarantine, and maybe we're finding ourselves. Maybe that is the silver lining in all this. Maybe we're finding that the most important commodity that we have in life is not really money, is not really time, is not really anything but good old-fashioned other human beings.
Scott. You know, there are a lot of people that's got it, and they get over it. But what is the after effects going to happen down the road? And something else. If you got money, if you're a rich person, you got plenty of money. Let's put it that way. If you haven't got any health, you haven't got anything left. Money can't buy your health.
You know, that's true. And a lot of times when people get sick, it puts their life into perspective. All of a sudden, all those things that were such a worry prior to the illness, all of a sudden, you don't worry about that so much. You worry about how do you get yourself back in order and how do you go on with your life, if you can keep your life, and we certainly always hope people can. I just think that having an illness does give you a different mindset, but it's a good mindset sometimes. You realize what's important. It puts your life into perspective. It'll straighten you out real quick.
Yep, yep. Well, I'm going to get out of here in just a minute, but one more thing I got to say. I hope there are thousands and thousands of people listening to this. These people that's out there think they ain't got nothing. If you've got good health, you've got it all. But if you haven't gotten any help, you haven't got much else to look forward to.
Very, very well put, sir. I thank you so much for listening and calling in.
Yeah. God bless each and everybody out there. And take heed to what this virus will do to you if you get it. And what maybe you're going to do to somebody else. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
For letting me talk, okay? No,
you take care, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And very apt words. We all would do very well to pay attention to that gentleman, and we have to do that. We've just got to do it, okay? We're going to get through this. I'm going to be positive that we're going to get through it. I know we're going to get through it. But how are we going to get through it? In what ways are we going to get through it? That remains to be seen, but it'll happen. We'll get there. 49 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open if you'd like to comment or question anything that's been said. We only have about 10 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I would love to hear from you this morning. I think, you know, like I was telling you yesterday, this little interaction I have with the woman down here on the first floor who works at Ohio Health, the receptionist, just this wave in the morning, you know, people smile and people are happy. And she's got a mask on down there when I come in every morning, and a certain she would have to working for Ohio Health. These are the things we're doing right now. These are the changes that we're making. This is how life is manifesting itself right now. And we're just going to deal with it. There's no two ways about it. Again, 740-383-9944. Also, what do you think of the new intro this morning? The Ted Williams intro. I thought it was interesting, but who knows if it will sustain itself
over a long period of time. It's hard to tell. And what do you think about what the gentleman said who called in? Do you think we are a little laxed on this? Do you think that we are not paying enough attention? Do you think we are still out too much? Do you think we're still putting other people in danger by not wearing masks, by not wearing gloves, by going places that we should not go, by using other people's pens, doing that sort of thing? What have you seen out in society that may be not the correct thing to do? And I certainly appreciate the first caller who called in. And remember, if you think there's a non-essential business that's open, don't call the police, don't call the city hall, call the health department. The health department is the one that will go out and inspect that. And the health department would be the one that would shut that down. So you've got to be cognizant of that as you go along as well. And again, anybody who listened to Gary Burbank this morning, if you have anything to say about that, feel free to call in. 740-383-9944. Now, in the middle of this pandemic, we also have something very big coming up for you on Friday night. The Friday Night Live show here on WWGH Radio, which is on every Friday night, 8:10 to 10 p.m. live here on the station. This Friday, we set a new trend, a new tone in the whole Friday Night Live program. We originally had a host of that program who was very good, and we had her for a period of time. And then she left the program, and we had a series of guest hosts for a period of time that went very well. Well, most of them went very well. I won't tell you the ones who didn't go very well. And now, this Friday, we are going to christen our new host on Friday night, and all I'm going to tell you, this will be the new permanent host of the Friday Night Live show, all I'm going to tell you about them is that they are blonde, and you've heard them before. That's it. Those are the two clues that you have. Now, I do want to remind you, we are not going off the air after this show today. It's the Charlie Evers Show, but Charlie's out, now taking some time off. Getting his energy back together. So Glenn Coble will be with me from 10 to 12 today, and we will talk about just about anything. And also, we may do some Family Feud. We've had such fun with the Family Feud that I did dig up some more Family Feud questions. So we're going to figure out how bright you are today as we do the Family Feud from 10:15 to 12 noon. And then Glenn will be on from 12:15 to 1 with Progressive Life. Now, that's not a snake in the studio that you hear. That is Glenn making sure I'm sanitized with Lysol. And what are you doing, Glenn? I'm still on the air, don't you know?
Yeah, my wife told me I had to do that.
You had to do it while I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, we couldn't wait for the break? I love your mask, though, by the way. I love it. Glenn has a mask on. By the way, for the caller who just called, Glenn has a mask on. And it's a Chicago Cubs mask. The Cubs are my favorite team, Glenn. I loved it when they won. And I'm missing baseball right now terribly.
Me too.
I think I'm going to go out in the backyard tonight and hit some balls.
We'll talk about it when we get going.
We'll talk about baseball, sure. Oh, I can smell that Lysol. What flavor is that Lysol? What smell? What scent?
Original.
Is that original? That's what original Lysol smells like? Yeah, boy, you can. The studio has an ambiance now for all you out there. It's nobody would accuse us of breaking any rules during the pandemic. We didn't have a smell about 10 minutes ago, but now we've got a studio smell. The official studio smell is blue can Lysol at this point. Hey, your can matches your mask.
Oh, good.
Where'd you get that mask?
We ordered it from the Cubs.
The Cubs are selling merchandise now? You know, if I had a Cubs mask, I would wear it.
Oh, well, it only costs $12.95.
That's it, $12.95. Hey, I would go. But I'm not going to wear this camouflage mask that I was given.
See, I heard you talking about it on the way in, and if you wear a camouflage mask, nobody will see
you. Nobody will see me. They've got to see me. I'll be like that man without a head. You know what? And in our business, the communication business, our most important feature is our mouth. Heavens knows, if we lose that, we're in big trouble. Yeah, I don't know how you're going
to
drink that coffee with that mask on. That's going to be very, very difficult. All right. Tell Glenn to clean while he's there. That's a message we're getting on Facebook. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is that? Does that mean that... Listen, Glenn, is this not a well-kept studio?
That must have come from Abby.
I'm not saying who it came from. All I'm... See, because you know she's a you-know-what.
A nice girl.
That's not the word I was going to say.
All right. Well, I will try and do some cleaning around here. I'll try and get
what
rid of Scott.
What needs to be clean, Glenn?
Get you out of the door.
I'll gladly leave. I'll take off after this show's over if you want me out of here. The studio's fine. What's not clean here? We keep this place clean as a whistle.
Have you ever tried to figure out how clean a whistle is? You blow spit through it all the time.
I don't spit in my whistles. No. I don't spit in my whistles at all.
That sounds like a euphemism for something. I don't know.
You know, I would tell you what the word rhymes with that she is, but I won't do that. I'll be kind during the pandemic.
Okay.
Oh, you just got the microphones.
Yes.
You got the orange one and the purple one.
If my wife is listening, everything is perfect now.
It is. We're all clean, but we're going to choke together on the fumes. Choke to death on the Lysol fumes.
Yeah, that'll be the next complaint people will have. We're going to die from Lysol fumes.
What else do you have in your pandemic bag over there?
I have Purell. And
Purell?
I hope they're going to send us some money since I said their name on the air.
Thank you, Purell.
And Lysol. They need to send us some
cash. Lysol, sure.
And then my wife made up some wipes for me.
Really? Now, are these the bleach wipes?
I don't know what she puts in them, but she looked it up online and she gave them to me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know whether the mic was on or not.
It's on.
Okay.
It's on. You're on a live mic here this morning.
Hot damn.
But as I said, oh, no. Now we're going into the whole. Now it is Howard Stern. It's interesting because you and I will be on for 2 hours. So don't tune out.
No,
not that
please.
Not that you would tune out anyway because Charlie's an American institution.
Yeah.
But I'll
he's
still
in
be
in an
here.
Institution?
No, he's home.
Oh, okay.
He is an institution.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But Glenn and I will continue on with all the fun and Family Feud and all kinds of good things.
She must be really texting you good.
You know what? I don't even pay attention to her anymore.
No.
Glenn, I've got I know you can't read these, but I've got two boxes up here.
Oh, yeah.
And see, this box is more important than this box. Mm. Now, just for people who are listening, what color is this? I know you can see the color.
It's blue.
It's blue. And what color is this box?
Green.
Green. Now, which one am I paying more attention to?
You're paying attention to the green box.
There you go. So the blue box, forget it.
Okay. I'm going to have to look whose name's on the
no,
blue box.
No.
Oh, it just changed on you.
What did?
That, the blue box. Whoever's on that is mad at you.
Well, join the club. Join the club. People get mad at me for no reason. I'm an even keel type of a guy.
I think we're starting this too early.
You're starting the show too early?
Yeah.
We're going to get a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and nail it all here on WWGH Radio. We're going to do Family Feud. By the way, be thinking during the break. Here's the first subject. 100 people surveyed. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as your excuse?
COVID.
Yeah, that's right. COVID right now. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as your excuse? That will be the first Family Feud question coming up in about 10 minutes here on the station. That was a good nod for the radio audience, Glenn.
I'm sorry.
You say yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And we were on TV.
And I hope we hear from Charlie. We did last week on Thursday and Friday.
Hey, Charlie, wake up.
Yeah, Charlie usually calls in from 11:45 to 12, so we'll hear what Charlie's doing, what he thinks of all this going on in the world, and what he's up to, if he's feeling any better. So I'm sure we'll hear from Charlie in the next 2 hours, and you'll certainly hear from us.
I have a guest, too. So
from 12 to 1.
Yes.
And it is?
Mike Larson.
There we go.
Running for office.
Don't miss this. Glenn and I will be back in about 15 minutes filling in for Charlie playing Family Feud. Stay tuned. But for this day, this show, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfectly. I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything.